Lots of moths around at the moment, must be the time of year. With the American storytelling behemoth The Moth coming to London and Dublin this week for evenings of its patent, gently promotional first-person narratives. But the storytelling approach, first brought to New York in the late 1990s, has also inspired what our guest on Culturefile this time, Orla McGovern, has called a storytelling movement based around true enough stories told to a live audience. McGovern and friends Galway Knight, Moth and Butterfly adds in improvisational storytelling to the mix at the city's Cottage Bar, where Culturefile brought its story net, or microphone.
She'd been looking for a good 2.5 hours for this thing that she'd lost. And in fact, she'd been looking so long she'd nearly forgotten what it was. But she had written on her hand the thing that she was looking for. And she said, on her hand was written, Sean's Box. And she was lifting up old boxes around, lifting up floorboards, seeing if she'd hidden this box somewhere under a floorboard.
Moth and Butterfly, we started just at the end of 2012. And we are a bunch of artists, actors, storytellers, writers, musicians as well. And we came together to bring the two elements together of storytelling and improvisation, something that up to now hadn't been done. And people think of improv and they think of sort of Whose Line Is It Anyway, short form comedy, all that good stuff. And people think of storytelling, they think of, you know, Finn McCool, Shana Keys, all that kind of crack as well. But we wanted to show that there was a little bit more to both of those art forms, because there's something like I'm really interested in personally. So we decided to have a little bit of a mash-up of a night with storytelling and improvisation, with no idea whether it would work or not. We launched into the night and we were delighted with the results. We had people coming not knowing what to expect, so we gave a little bit of a brief introduction into the type of stories we would tell on the night. And there are three types of stories we tell. We tell moth-inspired stories, and they are true stories about yourself, the teller, and roughly about 5 or 10 minutes long. And then there are butterflies, which are improvised stories, and usually we will make them up, the crew will make them up on the night, get a suggestion from the audience and make up a story. We also do a thing called Found in Translation, where we tell a story in two languages and translate it back and forth. And of course, not everybody has the same level of language, so we find some new little interesting bits as we translate it back and forth. And then the third element is free fall. So if somebody has a story that fits the theme and it's one they've written, we will allow them to tell it. But there's no notes, no pieces of paper allowed on the stage. It's a oral tradition storytelling night.
So she ran back into the kitchen and she dragged out the lump hammer and she dragged it through this arch. And the lump hammer didn't seem to be fitting in this beautiful magical place. But she found she was even stronger than before and her muscles were stronger. So she lifted it up and stop.
The moth part was inspired, of course, by the moth movement in the States, started by George Dawes Green. And I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it, but he basically came from the South with a tradition of storytelling on his porch, and the moths were attracted to the porch light. And when he moved to New York and the big city, he found it a little bit impersonal and he wanted that warmth again, that storytelling intimacy. So he started a night called The Moth and encourage people to tell true stories. Now, of course, it's a huge movement now. There's storytelling slams. There's The Moth Programme, which is a great radio show broadcast on NPR. It's become this huge thing. So the moth element is a bit of a homage to the movement he started. And there's something about people telling true stories we found on the night that you can't get from an actor. You can't get from a performance piece. There is just this revealing or the sense of intimacy that comes when somebody steps up there. Sometimes they don't even know they're going to tell a story, and the story has to tell itself. So they will stand up there and just, there's this really tender thing that happens between the storyteller and the audience. And I don't think I've really experienced it in any other art form. I mean, I'm an actor myself, and sometimes you'll get close to it in theatre, but oftentimes you don't. And I think it's a really beautiful thing. And same thing with improv. There's an immediacy. There's just, you'll never see this moment again. Or probably not, unless you're cheating.
Under the third step, on the left, just beneath that massive spider web. is the box that you've been looking for.
So one little form we do is we will get an object from the audience, from a hat, and we have a random bag of, you know, sheep's feet and, you know, rabbit feet and, you know, plastic bottles and stuff like that. So they'll pick out something and that will be in the story. And then two of us will get up on stage and we will start to tell the story. The third person will be sitting on the sideline with the bell. And whenever they feel like it, they will ding the bell. And the story will be passed back and forth between the two people. So there's no pushing your own agenda. You have to be in the moment. The theme is given in advance. So we'll announce the theme for the next month at the month they're at. So at very least, they have 2 weeks to 10 days to prepare something. Now, some people don't. Some people sit down and go, I'd love to tell a story. Have I anything that fits the theme? Sit down over a cup of tea and literally write out bullet points, throw them away and tell them on the night. Other people come and somebody else's story will trigger a point in their head. And they go, that reminds me of the time my Uncle John took me out in the boat and we nearly died. I'm going to tell that story. That's great. So that's the way it goes. Yeah, multitude of ways to do it.
And landed at her feet. And she picked it up, and it seemed to be made of wood. But when she examined it closer, it was actually baked like a cookie.
There are actors who get up the odd time and intimidate people or performers. The night is manned by four people, and we're a rotating crew. It's usually three or four of us. And most of us are performers of some ilk or another. There's one person who's a musician who's herself a little bit shy. And she turns out to be one of the most amazing storytellers that we have. She has this stillness about her and just this concentration. And she said, oh, I don't know if I can do it, but, you know, I'll try, I'll give it a shot, because we all do improv together. So she said, have to give it a lash or I'll never know. And the first time she told a story, you know, there was just this electricity in the room. She just stood there, told a story about her life growing up in the States, stuff other people in Ireland hadn't heard about, you know, about Oregon, the beautiful scenery, and just told a story about her grandmother, who was a bee charmer. And everybody was transfixed, you know. So you really don't know till you get up there. And if it's a good story, we'd like to hear it.
Thank you so much.
Paula McGovern of Galway's Moth and Butterfly Storytelling Night, which happens on the third Wednesday of every month in Galway City. The theme of the next edition is The Big Bang. Facebook.com/Moth and Butterfly Stories for more. Let us know how you get on.